I want to, during this Real Deal segment, tell you about a movie that I saw recently called Sinners. Now, this is the latest movie from director Ryan Coogler, the director of the two Black Panther movies and the first two Creed movies, starring Michael B. Jordan. Now, the description from IMDb says, trying to leave their troubled lives behind, twin brothers return to their hometown to start again, only to discover that an even greater evil is waiting to welcome them back. And to start with, I like the Black Panther movies. I like the Creed movies. I like Ryan Coogler as a talented young filmmaker, and I enjoy Michael B. Jordan's performances in all of those movies that I just mentioned. I've been a fan of this guy since he was in the last season of Friday Night Lights as the quarterback character, and this is a movie that was actually kind of like off my radar because I was just like, oh, like a vampire movie in 1930s. I don't know if there's anything there for me, but what I've discovered is that this movie very much is for me, and it might be for you as well. At a time where a lot of the movies that we talk about kind of sacrifice substance for spectacles, Sinners is a little different. It's a film that I feel like respects its audience. It kind of emphasizes and honors traditional craftsmanship in film, and it really delivers what I would consider to be a powerful and moving experience, especially for a genre film, for a vampire movie. But from frame one, I knew that this movie was going to be something special. Ryan Coogler, I could tell, has a genuine love for the art and craft of filmmaking. He filmed this using IMAX film cameras, 65mm IMAX film. The cameras are especially heavy. They're like 65 pounds each. Sorry, it was 70mm film. The cameras weighed 75 pounds. But it's not just for a technological gimmick. Like, you know, you may have heard us talk about on the show before the emphasis of using IMAX presentation for drama, to convey drama. We've talked about that with A24's Civil War movie, and most recently A24's Warfare, that both Ari and I had the opportunity to experience in IMAX. And this kind of has that same effect, where I've become an advocate for IMAX for drama. Like, you know, the immersive experience, not just for like special effects presentation, but like true immersion within the film. But like, I feel like at a time where movies rely on like superhero spectacle and computer generated effects, this is something a little more tangible and a little more real. Like I consider myself a movie geek. You know, I self-identify and consider myself to be a movie geek. I don't consider myself to be a film nerd. You know, it's like I've never been to film school, but I've been like a fan of movies for as long as I can remember. But watching this movie for 2 hours makes me feel like a film nerd, because like, Ryan Coogler uses like a couple different types of film throughout the movie, and you can see when the shift happens. There's times where the aspect ratio changes from like the full IMAX screen, and being in an IMAX theater and to see the image take up the entirety of the screen as a spectacle to behold in itself. But it showcases the beauty of the cinematography. You know, this is down in Mississippi Delta in the 1930s, you know, post-Prohibition. And it showcases, again, what you could do with just landscape photography. But then it also switches back to standard 65mm film. And those aspect ratio changes, it's like watching the movie, you could feel like something is going to happen when the aspect ratio changes and it fills up the screen there. But I, again, as I said, at a time where we rely so much on computer-generated shortcuts and cheap thrills and superhero action. This kind of stands apart as something different. Like the costume design is meticulous. The music, which I'll talk about in just a sec, is incredible and powerful. But I also want to talk about the performances. I mentioned Michael B. Jordan is in this movie. He is the lead. He plays twin brothers, Smoke and Stack. They are the Smokestack brothers. They've returned home to Mississippi Delta after working for gangsters like Al Capone, and they want to carve out a new life for themselves. They want to open up a nightclub. And this is... I've seen a lot of powerful performances from Michael B. Jordan. He's obviously his star-making turn in Fruitvale Station is incredible, as well as the other things that I mentioned as well. He always elevates every project that he's in. But this this performance here, where he's playing twin brothers, two very different guys, like, you know, that you could tell that he imbues each of the characters with their own worldview. You know, like, one is more measured, the other one is more quick to temper and more violent, but the portrayal is it's raw, it's layered, it's nuances, and it's very human. There's a scene early on where I thought it was like one of the more showy parts of the movie, where the two brothers are standing next to each other and they're sharing a cigarette and they're passing it back and forth to each other. And I nudged Mr. KVI and I told him, that's a little showy, but I'll allow it, you know, because, like, you know, the technology that it takes to show, you know, two actors one actor playing two different characters in the same space is pretty incredible. But to actually have the characters interact with each other without, like, a whole lot of computer trickery, a lot of the gimmicks and special effects were done in camera as well. But man, you know, the cast is stacked with a bunch of folks that you wouldn't know, but, like, everybody turns in a memorable performance. Delroy Lindo as a aging blues musician really stands out, and there's an incredible cameo towards the end. Incidentally, if you're going to see this movie, there are two post-credit scenes. There's a mid-credit scene and a post-credit scene. Stick around all the way through the end. There's an incredible cameo there that you won't want to miss. But it's a reminder that great acting still matters in Hollywood. Every scene that the actors are in crackles with authenticity, capturing the complexity of these two characters. But it's not over the top. It's not overly sentimental or melodramatic. I mentioned the score earlier. The music in this movie is by Ludwig Göransson, who you might know as the guy who did the score for The Mandalorian, the Star Wars show. And he's also worked with Ryan Coogler a number of times on his other movies. He did the music for Black Panther and Creed as well. And his music sensibilities are incredible, because, like, he takes a lot of, like, mixed media type of things and different types of genres and styles and kind of mashes them all together. It's like the beating heartbeat of this movie is the blues. This is as much a movie about the blues as it is about vampires, as it is about gangsters trying to former gangsters and war veterans trying to find a better life for themselves. You know, it's definitely about the blues and the black experience in the 1930s Mississippi Delta. But the song choices, the musical score, it's haunting. It's well, the songs are well placed, and it's just a rich experience. It's not just background noise. The music actually serves the story. It guides the emotion and strengthens the sense of purpose throughout the movie. It's obvious that this movie, Sinners, was made with heart and conviction and definitely respect for the audience. This movie, for being a vampire movie, which I kind of compared to From Dusk Till Dawn, it's like, you know, it's like Creed versus vampires, I think I may have said a couple weeks ago when we were giving away tickets. But it's more than that. There's a depth to it, and some profound themes that'll give you a lot to think about. But basically, Sinners is a marvel of modern cinema. This is why we go to the movies. This is why I go to the movies. It's a beautiful example of what happens when technology serves storytelling rather than replaces it. And when our movie-going culture is defined by cynicism and spectacle, Sinners reminds us that the timeless craftsmanship, powerful performance, and moral weight still have a place on the big screen. Sinners is my favorite movie of the year so far, and maybe Mission Impossible will knock it off, but I don't know. I mean, like, this one really stuck with me, and I've been talking to my friends about it all week. It's I really enjoyed it, and it doesn't skimp on the gore either. It's like, you know, if you like movies like From Dusk Till Dawn, or Near Dark, or any of your run-of-the-mill vampire movies, it is very R-rated. It is gloriously gory, and it's got some very inventive use of the violence. This is a hard R-rated movie. The language and violence are pretty intense, but it's also incredibly mature, and it has a depth of theme that I wasn't prepared for. I found myself moved deeply as a movie geek and as a aspiring film nerd. There was a lot for me there. And this is, again, you know, I talk about the difference between like going to the movies and experiencing the movies. This is a movie that you definitely want to experience. See it in IMAX if possible, so you can experience those aspect ratio changes. It is now showing at the Pacific Science Center in a true IMAX screen with laser projection. It's not one of the 8 theaters in the country that has the 70mm IMAX presentation, but laser projection is the next best thing. This is the again, it's my favorite movie of the year, and it has my highest possible recommendation. Go see Sinners.